I'm Lori.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And welcome to Southern Charm Magic, where we talk about the magic and the mishaps of planning your next Walt Disney World vacation.
And hopefully bring a little magic to wherever you are in the world.
We'll give you our honest opinions about what we think.
But always with just a little bit of Southern Charm. To y'all who come to this happy podcast, welcome and welcome back. It has been a minute, Lori.
It has been a minute. How do we stay so crazy?
Your life is crazy. I know my life is crazy, but your life is crazier.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. I barely make it.
Do you want to tell your listeners what happened last weekend that prevented us from recording?
My house got struck by lightning. And who knew it could cause so many problems?
I have to ask. Because they say when something like that happens, you have to go buy a lottery ticket. Did you go buy a lottery ticket?
We did not.
Y'all did not.
We should have. That's what everybody told us to do.
Okay. But
literally, we had like plumbers here until like midnight that same night. So we were not leaving. It was just real crazy that day. But everybody told us that we should have went and bought one.
Yeah, that's and I saw recently that the winning lotto ticket was sold not far from where we live. I don't know if you saw that. Yeah. Yeah. So someone in our parish, if you're listening from outside of the state, we don't have counties, we have parishes, and someone in our parish won the $1 million.
I did not see that. Where was it sold?
Livingston or Albany.
My sister is living over there. Are they secret millionaires?
She better be taking us to Disney World with
her. Right.
She best be taking us if you're out there.
I mean, she did shop all weekend while I stayed home, did a whole lot of craziness at this house. I told my husband that she must have won the lottery today.
That's suspicious.
Right.
So just to confirm y'all's relationship, you get struck by lightning and she wins the lotto.
Uh-huh. That would 100% be my life.
That would sum it up.
Mm-hmm. Sum it up.
All right.
Well, wake me up when September is over.
Emily and Co., please take us to Disney World with your lottery winnings, if you did indeed win it. But right. We have so much to talk about, Lori.
So much has happened.
It is a lot. So the big thing is D23 was today. So we have some news hot off the press. But before we get there, we've got to catch up to today with all the news that we've missed.
Yes.
Over the time. What's our first bit of news, Lori?
You love this.
Park to park
bus transportation is back. It's going to start at 1:30 during the day, since you can park hop at 2 p.m. So you're going to be able to ride your bus from Magic Kingdom to Hollywood Studios, etc.
Let me tell you, if you have never been to the parks without having that bus option, it is a massive predicament to go from park to park.
How have people been doing it?
Well, you have to go to a hotel. You have to go park. Yeah. And so some hotels, it's easy. Like if you were going from, you know, Hollywood Studios to Epcot, or let me give a better example, Animal Kingdom to Epcot, you would take the bus from Animal Kingdom to like Beach Club or Boardwalk, and then just, you know, take the back entrance to Epcot. That would be a really easy thing to do.
Yeah.
But if you're going like Animal Kingdom to Magic Kingdom, I guess you could do like go to the Contemporary or something.
Yeah, still, for sure.
It's a whole procedure.
Yeah, it takes forever. Mm-hmm. It takes forever.
Yeah. Yeah, and so having that bus-to-bus option. Now, keep in mind, it is only, in the afternoon hours. I think it more affected me. Previously, you could park hop at any time of day, and I cannot wait for that to come back.
I know.
I hope it comes back. I don't know what's taking so long.
I know. I mean, because seriously, I don't believe, unless you have an annual pass, I don't think park hop, to buy that park hopping ticket, it's not worth it to me right now.
Oh,
it's a lot of extra money, and you cannot go until 2:00.
Well, I can't spend all day at Animal Kingdom. So
I mean, I can't spend till 2:00 for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I need the park hopper. I need it. I need my life. But the second bit I know you love, second bit of news, the cultural representatives are back at Epcot.
Yeah, that's very exciting. I haven't seen many pictures. Is it a lot of them, like lots in every single country, or is it still going to be like half and half?
I haven't seen every single country back, but I've seen a lot back. There was some Disney press released some stuff about, you know, them moving into their dorms, the international program members moving into their dorms, and they had at least three different countries I saw represented.
That's it.
Well, I mean, just like in the pictures.
Well, I hope it's more.
It should be more, but it's
my Wi-Fi hasn't been working, so I must have missed that, because that's really exciting to me.
But also at Epcot, it is one of the most popular seasons. What season is it?
It's Food and Wine Festival. Ooh, and it's now until November 19th. I'm going to get the very end of it. That's exciting.
Yes, and I am planning to be there as well at some point the festival. It is going to be awesome. They have, you know, all the booths out there, all the food and drink. You know, my last trip, Lori, you were there. There was no festival at Epcot. And let me tell you, that was some sad stuff.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That was a bummer.
It's so much fun.
And as of mm-hmm. August, Halloween has started at the Magic Kingdom.
I know. You're doing that next week or the week after, huh?
I'm planning to. I have tickets for the Halloween party.
I think so many of them are sold out. It's going to be awesome. I know the Headless Horseman is back. Yes, that was indeed. Not there last year when they did the smaller version of it, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that everything was kind of a light version last year. It was, it was Mickey's Halloween After Hours, I believe. It was not Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween
Party. Boobash.
Was it Boobash? That's what it was called? Okay.
I think so.
But it was not Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. And now it is.
Yeah.
And they announced today that all of the parties are sold out for the rest of the year.
Oh, so I knew that I saw something like that about being mm-hmm. sold out. So all of them. Well, that's incredible.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of crazy when you're there.
Right. So normally the first night and the last night sell out. But now I think every night has sold out. And y'all, they start this party in August. I mean, and Halloween is obviously not till October 31st. Right. So that's a several months of party.
It shows how much people missed it.
Yes, I think so, because the Sanderson sisters are back.
Yeah,
for the Hocus Pocus fans, they have the full nighttime spectacular. They have apparently live pirates and Pirates of the
That's cool.
Caribbean
in the ride.
So they say they're in the queue and in the ride. So I've purposely, I don't know how I've been able to do this, but purposely avoided spoilers on social media.
Because that's really cool.
Yeah, so I'm very excited about that. I can't wait to see that.
I can't wait to see. Make sure I see videos.
Yes. And so, Lori, do you know about the blue cast member name tags? You saw it. What is that about?
It's Walt Disney Legacy Award winners. It's cast members that go above and beyond, and they just reward them for living Walt's dream. However, they think the cast members are living that Walt would approve of, they win. It's very hard to get. And if they win it, they get a blue name tag. I love looking for them and asking them about it.
I love that. And I was super excited. I have a Facebook friend who's a cast member, and they actually won it.
Oh, so, really?
I'll have to show that to you later. That's and so hopefully I don't know if they're allowed to do press or not, but I would love to have them on at some point. I'm going to ask.
That'd be really cool.
I'm going to ask. So we'll see. But yes, if you see somebody with a blue name tag, a cast member with a blue name tag, ask them about it.
Yeah, because it's a very, very special award. It's very hard to get, and it's very, very special.
It's like a big deal.
A big deal.
Big, big deal. So speaking of Walt, we have some Walt news, right, Lori?
Yes. Walt and Roy are both joining Enchantment, correct?
Yes, that's what I've heard. So again, that's one I've purposely avoided spoilers on because I want to see it myself.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Enchantment fan. News on that in just a minute. But to have Walt in there, they're going to do like this intro video with Walt and Roy Disney. And I love that idea.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
They deserve it.
Right.
This last bit of regular news before we jump to D23 Expo. Did you see this headline, Lori?
I did see this. How do you feel about this?
Well, I'm terribly upset because this actually affects my daily life.
I don't know
if you know this about me. Oh, do you know this about me?
Yes, I thought
so. Tell them the headline. Tell them what we're talking
about. The Disney H2O products are discontinuing. Or have they discontinued already?
They are. Well, so they stopped making them.
They're
still selling products. I think they're still selling product until they sell out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a story about, first of all, I use these products. This is the product H2O products that you find in your hotel room and apparently on the Disney Cruise Line.
Yeah.
So I originally found the shampoo I use in Walt Disney World. And I kid you not, Lori, I kid you not. I was at an event, a professional event in Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you been to Chicago? Didn't you go to Chicago years ago? So I was on the Magnificent Mile?
I
was staying on like the whatever the Magnificent Mile or whatever the main strip is. in Chicago. I was just going store to store, and then I saw H2O store. It was just a couple blocks from my hotel, and I walk in, I was like, oh my gosh, are y'all the people that do the Disney shampoo? They're like, yes, as a matter of fact, we are. We're the only store in America where you can buy it.
Oh, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. They're based in Chicago. So I loaded up. That was years ago.
So I guess so you're going to have to go to Chicago after this?
I think they're closing.
Oh.
I thought H2O was closing.
Oh, I don't know.
That's how I read it. You didn't read that? Okay.
No, because I think that's when I didn't have Wi-Fi.
So Disney is discontinuing their line, but I think all of H2O closed. So I did the minute I saw it, I jumped online and bought some.
Well, I'll be able to hook you up for a long time afterwards because I have bins and bins of it.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
From the hotels.
Okay.
Before they started putting them in the shared thing.
All right. So Lori's coming through with. Yes. Okay. So Jeffrey's
here. Because I just brought them like I was going to use them, but I don't use them.
No one ever actually uses them. They're more like the free souvenirs, but then they switch those terrible, usable things in the showers. So you don't
get your individual. I wonder what they're going to do because they haven't announced, have they?
I haven't seen the replacement.
Me either. Nobody's talking about it either.
Yeah. So I'd like, important note, will Disney still have shampoo? Stay tuned.
I know. Are you going to have to bring your own? I mean, I do.
Some people do. I'd say like, I know people that do.
I mean, I have to, because I have this very expensive bleach blonde hair that I have to maintain. So
I would have no idea how to do that because I mean, you can't bring, you know, liquids or govern.
I put it in at the bottom of the plane.
Boy. That's what we call high maintenance. Well, Lori, you know what today was.
Yes.
Today was
a big day.
Big Disney news day it was the Disney Parks and Experiences panel. So we are recording on September 11th. We are recording on September 11th. You'll get this episode whenever you listen to it, which hopefully is soon thereafter. soon after this. But today was the day. And so we are just I'm so excited about all the stuff that came out at D23. So Lori, did you get a chance to watch the expo?
I did not. I tried to keep up a little bit, but we've been kind of crazy around my house fixing things. So
you act like lightning struck your house or something.
Yeah. It was a little damage. And my husband, I just listened to him complain all day fixing things.
So, that sounds fun. That sounds like a blast.
Yay.
But let me just tell you about D23 then. Like it was. Oh, let me just say, first of all, it started off kind of slow and boring. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, this is going to be awful. Like, this is not fun. This is not it. But it turned out very much to be it. And I'll get to that because there are some major, major news that I don't think anyone saw coming. So let me just tell you the breakdown of the little stuff right now. So the big news is, like I said, we just talked about Enchantment a minute ago. Enchantment is not long for this world. Because guess what is coming back?
What? Happily Ever After.
Happily Ever After is coming back.
It's going to make a lot of people happy.
A lot of people are going to be happy because that was such a great show. It was a newer show and it didn't make sense if they closed it. I never did get that. And so Enchantment came in. I'm not an Enchantment fan.
I don't think I can't tell you one person that is.
There's a few out there. There are a few. But the Happily Ever After, they are, I think, in the majority, but they opened the show. They opened the whole program today with Happily Ever After. I was like, surely they're not going to come start a thing with this show, you know, with this song and then not do anything with it. And so not announced on. So sure enough, the head of Disney Parks announced very quickly.
Oh, that's awesome.
Happily Ever After is coming back. So there is something to the effect of the song is coming back. So maybe a different show will be with the song.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, if it's it'll be fireworks.
One way or another.
But there's two big anniversaries they want to talk about. Obviously, the big thing that we'll be talking about for a while is the 100 years of Disney. You know, D23 stands for, you know, 1923 when the Walt Disney Company was founded. And so obviously 2023 is going to be the year 100 years of Disney. They're calling it 100 years of wonder. So everything is like platinum. Have you seen the new platinum Mickey ears?
I think I did a little glimpse.
They look like metal was poured on them.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
That's not my thing. And then also just a fun little fact, 70 years of Imagineering.
Oh,
so Imagineering's
awesome.
Been around for 70 years, which is awesome. A couple of things that I'm a little mad at that it's Disneyland news and we don't really cover Disneyland news, but it's a couple of things that I just want to put on our radar to monitor in case they come Walt Disney World is, first of all, for my Star Wars fans out there, Star Wars fans, I'm one of you. Disneyland is going to get to meet the Mandalorian and Grogu, aka Baby Yoda. So they're going to walk around and meet people in Star Wars Land, aka Galaxy's Edge.
I thought the Mandalorian was a ship or something.
Oh, Lori. He has a ship.
He's a ship.
He looks like Boba Fett. That does not help you at all, does it?
No.
I just realized, I was like, oh, he's like Boba Fett. He's a Mandalorian. And I realized that's not going to do it for you.
I thought it was the ship that flies around.
He has a ship that flies around, so you're good.
Maybe
you looked at the sky and it's like, oh, the Mandalorian. So that's what happened. And so Marvel people, again, I'm a Marvel fan. The Hulk is meeting people now. Have you seen?
No, but I do like the Hulk.
You need to watch the video because it's a new technology that's coming out. I think they're using it for like the Yeti too. Like eventually you're going to be able to meet like a Yeti from like Expedition Everest or something. But Hulk is like this big life-size Hulk. It's not going to be like some guy in a green spandex outfit. Because there's been some like rough looking Hulks out there over the years.
Yes.
Yeah. And so this is going to be like a life-size Hulk.
Oh, that's really cool.
But I know what you are most interested in. I don't think you care about anything else from D23 besides this, is that they brought in a lot of information about the new Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
And so awesome.
They announced it. They started off with the star, you know, Princess Tiana's voice, Anika Noni Rose, doing this big ensemble number. And then they had a jazz band come in.
The celebration. Hopefully they're from New Orleans.
I think they were. It seemed like they were. And they had the handkerchiefs to like do the second line and stuff.
Oh, yay.
So it was a big, big production. And they said it's one of those things, and Disney loves doing this. They love showing off what it's going to look like at night. So they did like a cool little nighttime presentation. So a lot of new stuff is coming in. They said all the original cast is coming back to do the voices for the ride. They have a plot for it. So apparently Tiana is throwing a party for the people of New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
And she is trying to find a special ingredient. And so Louis the alligator is along for the ride. For her gumbo, I imagine. I have a feeling I know what it's going to be. I have a feeling I know what the special ingredient is. It's going to be, all I say is I think it'll be magical. And
so when is it going to open?
That's the thing. They announced it's going to be late 2024.
What?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Long. But you know Disney. I mean, you know Disney takes forever to do stuff. I mean, wait till you hear some of these other opening things.
My gosh.
And so, but they did say it's going to be a love letter to New Orleans.
Oh, yay. That's awesome. I'm excited about that.
I'm real excited about it, too. The big question is to see when Splash Mountain closes.
How long is this?
Right. So that's, I'm sure, it seems as of now, they have not announced a closing date for it. So they want people to, you know, get on it now and they keep the attraction down for as short a time as possible is what it seems like.
Okay.
So they can kind of work on everything and then move it all in.
Yeah.
That's coming up. So, also over at Epcot, some more news. They have Harmonious is not long for this world. They're getting rid of Harmonious.
Oh, I did not hear that at all.
Yeah, we have a new nighttime spectacular coming back. The rumor is it's going to be something about the 100 years of wonder.
Huh.
And so Harmonious is, I love it. I absolutely love Harmonious, big fan.
Yeah.
But I think there is some division out there amongst Disney fans. Not everyone loves it. And
right. That's the same. Mm-hmm, I've read that too.
Yeah. So I hate to hear that. But so watch Harmonious while you can. They gave an opening for the Journey of Water, which is the Moana walkthrough with water.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be in late 2023.
God.
I just can't believe, like I'm saying, Disney takes forever. Epcot has been a construction zone. I feel like since 2017?
Yes.
Like it's been a construction zone forever. I just want the park to be open.
Right.
Is that too much to ask?
And not be nasty when you ride by the monorail or the Skyliner.
It looks rough.
Yeah.
It looks rough.
Wow.
And then next year coming up, we're going to meet Figment in person.
Oh, I did see this. And my daughter, we are so excited. It said the spring of 2023 and we're going in January. She said, you might as well reschedule it if it's the Figment is not there yet.
She needs her Figment. I'm a Figment fan. I love Figment.
Yeah, this is very, very exciting to us.
Here's my question though. Like, is Figment going to be like a person-sized Figment? Like, is it going to be
Figment and Huck?
Or is it like a little bitty? Like, because Grogu, who they brought out on stage, Baby Yoda, is like Baby Yoda size, like he fits in a bag, like he just sits in a bag. So
little.
So Figment, you know, well, there's pictures online of like real life Figment. There's like, and I say real life, I mean he's a person sized hint, wink, wink.
Yeah,
you know that you could go hug and whatever and high five. But previously there was a version like kind of like we saw with Mandalorian and Grogu. And for those who don't know what I'm talking about, it would be like a really small, like 2 feet tall figment who is, you know, a small little dragon. So the fact that it's going to be a while, it tells me that it's maybe going to be like this high tech figment that you can meet.
I don't think that either one of them is going to be cute.
I think so. As long as you get to meet them. And then Lori, do you know who the Hatbox Ghost is? Does that mean anything to you?
He was one of the ones at the end of the Haunted Mansion that we get in your car, a hitchhiker. Was he one of the ones?
He's not a hitchhiker. No? He's not one of the hitchhikers, but he is a ghost in the Haunted Mansion, and he's always been exclusively in Disneyland.
I didn't know this. Okay.
Yeah, the Disneyland people like freak out over him. They like freak out. He's like this huge legend there. But he's finally coming to Walt Disney World.
Oh, so he's never been.
I swear he's been before, but there is apparently not.
To me.
He looks familiar to me too.
I wonder if there was the year of the I don't know. They did like special things a few years ago. I thought there was like a photo opportunity.
I think so.
Special graphic one. You know what I'm talking about?
I think he's hovered in and out. I think he's been around before, and so he's coming, and that's a big deal. So you want to talk about something taken forever? They announced the Tron opening date. So Tron is this new ride. It's currently in Shanghai, but a version is opening in Tomorrowland. And if you've been to Disney in the past few years, you would have seen it in Tomorrowland.
The Walt Disney World Railroad has been closed for a long time because of this.
Because of that. And they announced today that it is opening in spring of 2023.
That's 17 years.
What's insane is that they showed Josh Damaro, the head of Disney Parks, he was writing it.
Uh-uh.
They showed a video of him writing it. And so he said there's a lot of finishing touches they have to do on it. But I'm like, if people are on it, that is normally...
You shouldn't have that many finishing touches.
Right. Like normally it's the last thing that happens. Like once people are on it, they want to open that thing up. That's always been my understanding with Disney rides. Like any Disney ride I've seen, that's like the last thing you do because that's, you know, safety test. And if people are on it, clearly it's safe. So why is it not open? I don't know.
So
that's kind of like where they left it off in the presentation. And they were like, okay. And so I was kind of like, there's some fun stuff coming, but there's nothing really surprising with that.
Right.
Well, he came back later in the presentation and he brought the director of Frozen on, Jennifer Lee. She's the director of Frozen. It's like, why is he bringing the director? Like, there's going to be like a new Frozen ride? Because there's a lot of Frozen in the parks, y'all. I do not think we need any more Frozen.
Right.
I mean, there's an attraction. There's a ride. There's a sing-along. Like, we got Frozen. We got it. And he did this something called a blue sky panel or not a blue sky panel, but he talked about blue sky ideas. And this is stuff that Imagineers like think about, but they don't have anything set in stone yet. And this is where things got really, really interesting. First of all, they talked about Dino Land USA going away. If you're a fan of Dino Land,
it's time.
You think it's time?
I mean, I like it. I like it to a point. I think it needs some work, but I mean, if they take it away, I wouldn't be sad.
Well, I love the dinosaur ride.
I do too.
I don't like, and I mean like the big, it used to be called Countdown to Extinction, like the big roar, you know, ride there. I love it.
Yeah.
What I don't like is like the carnival part of it with the carnival games.
That never
makes
sense to me.
Yeah, they took away Primeval World, which is that roller coaster that made you throw your back out. But now they have kind of like the little spinner with the little Dumbo ride and the carnival games. I just don't get it.
And that's all they have there now. And then I like the restaurant.
Yeah.
And apparently the bar that I've missed forever and ever and ever.
We got to check that out. The bar.
Because everyone talks about that bartender. A certain bartender at that bar. That's supposed to be amazing.
So we got to check it out.
Yes.
Because I don't know about it either. I mean, I know about it.
They say it's amazing, and I don't know how I've missed it all. I literally eat at that place every single time I go.
Really?
Every single time.
Okay.
Used to sell McDonald's French fries there.
Yes, they had the sign, and then they went the way of the dinosaur, and they went extinct. Not McDonald's, just at that location. We still eat McDonald's fries. So what they announced was two major intellectual properties coming in to replace Dino Land.
Mm-hmm.
Those properties are, first of all, Zootopia.
Oh.
Which makes so much sense because I think Shanghai is getting their own Zootopia Land.
Okay.
And they showed a little, some clips of what the ride they're working on there, which looks awesome. Looks absolutely awesome. And Zootopia, I mean, they talk about, are you a Zootopia fan, Lori? Do you know about Zootopia?
My kids have seen it, but I have not.
Okay. So in Zootopia, Officer Hops is the bunny who goes and works with the fox, and it's a police movie, but they live in this cool world where all animals can talk, but the world they live in, like, you know, there's the jungle, there's the tundra and the ice area and the desert, like all the animals live in their own little worlds. That's appropriate where the animal would live. So, you know, they talked about doing something like that. Ever since the movie came out, there's some scenes in there they just talked about would be so good. But anyway, so possibly Zootopia there. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Animals. The other thing is that's fascinating. They talked about bringing Moana in.
Yeah.
And they talked about Moana had this big adventure across the sea and meets all these crazy animals. And, you know, Maui can turn into a hawk, you know, amongst other things. So there's a big animal connection there. So that'd be kind of like a water ride. And they did release concept art. So you need to pull up the concept art that you'll see the Moana water area. It looks like Moana may have like a, her own kind of Splash Mountain thing going on. Her own kind of water. Obviously it'd be water.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. So, so obviously
that will open in 2038.
Yep. Yep. Cause they don't even have plans for it yet. They're like, we just have
that
art.
Sounds awesome though.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about
Animal Kingdom could use some work.
Animal Kingdom needs some work. And one park I do not think needs work, but this is the most exciting part of what they announced is Magic Kingdom.
Huh.
And I didn't think Magic Kingdom had room to expand. Yeah,
for sure.
But they say it does, and Disney says it does, and it does. And where do you think they would expand at?
I'm not sure, because I know that there's neighborhoods and stuff behind, like that's where Winter Garden is, huh?
It's not far from there.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe the island where the river is. I wonder if they would take that river out and do something with Tom Sawyer Island.
No, that's.
But they have three things that they want to bring in to this area behind Big Thunder Mountain. So that's where they want to put it. Behind Big Thunder Mountain is where they're saying it's going to go.
That's where they like did fireworks and stuff.
Right. So I'm not sure how this goes, but the three things they want to bring in are Coco's Village, Santa Cecilia in Mexico, celebrating Dia de los Muertos, where you'd ride on the back of an aljibre, which is a spirit animal. If you saw the movie, you would know that. So, it's a thing from the movie. I think it's beautiful. The thing about Coco going there is that I just don't see why Coco wouldn't take over Mexico and Epcot.
Right. That's just,
everyone was expecting that. Everyone thought, oh, well, if Coco's getting a ride, it's going to be Mexico.
Well, they're
right?
not
going to
do anything that we're expecting.
Yeah, that's true. They don't like that. The next thing they're bringing in is Encanto. And Encanto, obviously their popularity, you know, took off, you know,
because of that one song, huh?
Because of that one song, that's it. And so there would be like a thing there where you can go see the house because, you know, the house is magical.
Okay.
The Casa Madrigal is a magical house and you could go, you know, see the magic house. And I think that has a lot of things. But this last one I'm more excited for than maybe any topic ever that Disney has done. And that's a villains area.
Oh, that will be so crazy. It will never get in. People will come from around the world for real.
There's been talk forever of a villains area or villains kingdom. You
that
know,
that would be awesome.
But if they finally
I am
do
a villain.
It, you are a villain. You are. Which villain are you, Lori?
Cruella de Vil.
I was about to say, it's like you and your dog loving self.
Mm-hmm. Cruella de Vil.
My dogs aren't even allowed on the Zoom when Lori's around. I mean, that's how bad it is.
I'm not that bad with them. I'm just not an animal lover.
God, you are Cruella.
They do too much work.
So you need to go. You need Cruella. I wonder if they'd build House of DeVille from like that new Cruella movie.
Oh, that would be great. Let me email ideas.
Yeah, that's the thing. We need to email our ideas. Like Disney, we have notes. Right. I think it would be kind of, it's very shadowy. The concept art they released is very like vague and shadowy.
Yeah. Concepts. I'm like, what is this?
But they say it's all blue sky. They're not committed to anything. But
trick us.
I think Maleficent's Castle would be one.
Yeah.
And then Maleficent's Castle would be one. And then it looked like, if I looked at the art right, it looked like maybe the Turnabog, the bad guy from Fantasmic, was in there.
Huh.
But they have so much potential. I mean, the Disney villains are just legendary. They could do so much between Maleficent's Castle, the Evil Queen's Castle, you know,
Ursula.
Like House of DeVille, Ursula's Lair. Scars Lair, and do like Skull Rock, where Captain Hook hung. I mean, there's so much. Yeah. There's so much they could do. We need to. I think that's what we. I swear, every episode we come up with a new episode. We're gonna do an episode. And we're gonna tell Disney what to do with the Villains Land.
Yes,
that's gonna be it. So those are the two big things. So an Animal Kingdom expansion and a Magic Kingdom expansion. So pumped. I think that's all good news. Right. I love it. We don't have specifics yet, but there we are. And just a few quick points. They announced the newest name of the Disney Cruise Line. Where can you guess what the newest cruise ship was?
No, they're getting called? A new one. They just got the Wish.
Oh, yeah. But 6 and 7 are on the way. Six and seven are on the way. And they announced the name of Ship 6 tonight.
Wow.
Can you guess what it was? There's like there's a lot of online polls. Like, guess the name of the newest Disney
Wish. No, I think I saw it though. I did see this.
My guess was like the Disney Adventure or something. Something like that. Because can you name all four, Lori? Or excuse me, all five?
Magic, Fantasy, Wonder, Wish, and I don't know.
Dream, I think.
Dream, yeah.
And so the newest one is going to be called, I don't know about this, it's going to be called the Disney Treasure.
Huh.
And their main lobby is going to have Aladdin and Jasmine on their carpet. And they said it's influenced by Asian and African.
Okay, that would be pretty cool. I wonder if it's going to be as big as the Wish. Because Wish is supposed to be so grand. I don't know.
I think it's the same size or bigger. It's like
bigger. Because they say like other cruise lines and everywhere like are talking about how big Wish is.
Yeah, I mean, it's big. And so that's a huge deal. Wow. Also, for the first time, the Disney Wonder, which is one of the existing boats, is going to Australia and New Zealand.
Wow.
And I think either that boat or another one is going to go to Fiji and Samoa.
Fiji, that's awesome.
I think Fiji is
going to see how they like this Wish.
Fiji is going to be in store. So yeah, you'll be on the Wish in November.
Yep.
So I know I can't wait for you to experience that.
I know.
And then,
because if I like it, Fiji is on my bucket list there.
That'd is it really?
Cool. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Fiji looks amazing, but it's a very long travel time to get there.
Oh yeah, because it's like over like there,
24-36 hours or something.
Yeah, because I want to go to Australia, and that's okay. We need to make that happen.
Yeah, but that would be really cool.
And the last thing is they gave us an update on Disney's Lighthouse Point, which is their new island destination in the Bahamas. Because currently they have Castaway Cay.
Yeah, I'm excited about going to Castaway, and they're going to bring another one before I even get to Castaway.
And now you're going to be like, I have to go to the old island. I want to go to the new island.
Right.
I think they're going to remodel Castaway Cay. I think I saw something about that. So we'll see. So anyway, D23 turned out to be really awesome. Some really awesome news after a slow start. I'm excited about absolutely everything coming. So we just got to stay tuned for the details.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's take a break and then we're going to come back and talk about food.
Yum.
Lori, how much do you love eating at restaurants?
I do it every day almost of my whole life.
Pretty much me too. In fact, Lori and I and Lori's husband all went to dinner last night. And so
I went to dinner by myself tonight.
Did you really?
I did. Nobody would go with me. My mom wouldn't go. Nobody would go. So I said, I'm out.
Yeah. And I was unavailable. So
I know. I was going to ask you and I knew you were. So
about to say. So big restaurant person here, but especially in Disney, you know, there are people out there that like to cook. Like if you get a vacation club villa and people want to cook for themselves.
That's not me. Room,
it is not me. I'm on vacation.
And people like to go just the fast, quick service. But now that I've been to Disney so many times, I like to sit down and relax.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I highly recommend it just to get off your feet, get in the AC and have a good meal or a good experience anyway. But I think, Lori, a big mistake people make when they go to Disney World is they don't go to the different hotels and eat at the restaurants. I mean, going to the hotels on their own, especially during Christmas, is a big thing. But just to try the restaurant, some of these places are absolutely worth going out of your way. And I just feel like the average guest doesn't do that. I mean,
there's not a lot of people that like first, second, third time, they don't realize it. They don't know what's to offer at the restaurants. And especially since COVID, because not a lot of stuff has been brought back. So it's not talked about as much.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that not a lot of people utilize the restaurants in the hotels.
I think they think of, you know, the table service restaurants in the parks, and then they think of Disney Springs.
Right.
So in episode 4, we talked a lot about our favorite sit-down restaurants in the parks. And you should absolutely go listen to that again if you haven't yet.
Because we have a lot.
We have a lot. And so that was almost a year ago. It looks like we released that on October 4th, 2021. So almost a whole year ago. And so, but I want to talk about our favorite, because actually my favorite restaurants on property are at hotels.
Me too.
So Lori, kick us off. Your favorite sit down. I am talking about sit down, not quick service, obviously, but your favorite table service, sit down restaurant at a hotel. What is yours?
So I have two.
Two. Okay.
We'll but talk. I've been thinking all day about this and I cannot tell you one or over the other.
Really?
But the first one I'll tell you, and I have talked about this restaurant several times for different reasons, but Riviera Resort Topolino Restaurant.
Topolino
at
Terrace.
Nighttime. I mean, at nighttime is not my favorite, but if we're talking about nighttime and the breakfast, both things are my favorite three. I have three favorite things to eat in Disney World, and it's breakfast at Topolino, dinner at Topolino, and then one more. But everybody needs to try.
Oh, talk about why they're different, because they are two. Because I've been once to breakfast with you. But,
and you have too. Yes.
And I've been to dinner there as well twice, but they are very, very different experiences. Yeah. Can you tell people why they are different?
So breakfast is character meet and greet. And amazing breakfast. It's character meet and greet with Minnie, Mickey, Donald, Daisy. Is that the only four that are there? And they're dressed in French attire and it's like an art. Yeah. It's just so awesome. The character meet and greet is amazing. The food, the breakfast, like I cannot even, I love it. Like I want to eat it right now. It's so good. The restaurant is beautiful. And then dinner is no characters. It's like a fine dining. It's very, very pretty. It's a dressy. It's more of a dressy, wear your nice outfits. You can bring kids, but I went without my kids. My husband and I went kind of like on a date night we went for Valentine's Day actually. And, when we were there a couple years ago, and my husband said it is in the top three steaks that he's ever eaten in his life at a restaurant. And y'all, we're from Louisiana, so it's very, very hard to top our food. So for him to say it's in the top three that he's ever had is a huge ordeal. But it's really awesome. It's got good views. If you go outside to take pictures, you can see Epcot and Hollywood Studios in the background. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful restaurant. The service is impeccable. They have great wines, like very, very good wine choice. It's just very, very good. I cannot say anything more about the place. It's like awesome.
I have been struggling to get one of our previous podcast guests, Olivia, to go there. She has never been. And I'm telling her, I told her repeatedly, it's like, do it. Like, make the reservation and go brunch or dinner, whichever one you want.
Yeah,
I've done both. I think you would absolutely go to both vacation. It really is good, y'all. So, I mean, it is like European, but very much like Americanized. Like, yes, it's not something like you're not going to look at the menu and say, oh, I can't even pronounce
it. No, not
this.
At all.
But the atmosphere is just fantastic. I will say the views are fantastic because you can view the back of Epcot. Like, you view the countries of Epcot very well. And you can see Hollywood Studios, too. Mm-hmm. We'll post some pictures on Instagram with that for y'all. Me and Lori, I remember Lori and I went to brunch there with our other friends and had mimosas out on the patio. I will say, but one time I was there by myself when I was doing my solo trip, and the windows were so foggy
when the windows were foggy.
Yeah. And you couldn't see out of them. So that was kind of depressing, but you go out on the patio and the views are spectacular. I found the service to be spectacular.
Oh, service like you cannot beat it.
Yeah, I mean, you do
get a reservation for my trip coming in November, but I'm one person, so I'm hoping I can just walk up.
Is a secret out? Because I think for a while it was crowded.
So it's one of the top dining reservations to get. There's two right now that are like ridiculously hard to get in Topolino and Artist Point or whatever. They're like the hardest ones to get.
Storybook Dining at Artist Point. Mm-hmm. That is, I believe it, but I remember it was at least in its early years. I mean, it hasn't been open very long at all. Mm-mm. I think it opened right before the pandemic.
Yeah.
It was one of the easiest things to get. Like, no one was going. The secret was
nobody
not
knew
out.
About it.
And yeah, so secret's out. But Avery
and I got it the first week it was open.
I Oh yeah, that's a good one. So what's your second one, Lori?
Who to do musical review?
Ooh, Lori, I didn't have that on my list.
Yes.
Wow.
And I almost booked it. It was open when I'm going to be there in November, but that's something I absolutely do not want to go to by myself.
That'd
be embarrassing if they came up to me, you know,
and made you do. But yeah, that's my second.
Just because it's a family favorite. My entire family enjoys it.
I didn't even think it, not because it's not good. I mean, I love it. It just wasn't on my radar because it is such a unique thing. So that's at Fort Wilderness Campground. I need to go. I need to go with you, Lori. Yeah. They just opened up recently. We love Hoopty Doo. It's an all you can eat. What is it? Fried chicken.
Corn.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. it's that kind of thing. They serve alcohol, sangria and beer.
Yeah. And it's all you can drink. I mean, that is included with it.
Oh, we need to go.
It's a dinner show.
We need to get me and Lori don't have any plans to go to Disney together currently.
No, you should go in January.
We both have a lot of plans to go, just not together. So we need to make that happen.
Yeah, we couldn't make it together because I'm a college student and you know all that.
Yeah. So I need
almost
to
done.
We're gonna work on that when your schedule's more flexible.
Yeah.
My favorite for years, and I've said that it's my favorite restaurant on the planet. Is Ohana at Disney's Polynesian. Oh, and that's been my favorite for years. And it is very much like Topolino, has great views and is very different for breakfast and dinner.
Yeah,
and
no,
to the
very.
Fact that it has, and to the extent that it has characters for breakfast and does not have characters for dinner.
The breakfast hasn't opened back up, huh?
The breakfast has been open.
Oh, it's but the no characters.
The characters are Lilo and Stitch.
And they're not back yet.
They're not back. They're coming back real soon.
I didn't hear that. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's, I have that date somewhere. So I apologize if anyone needs that date, reach out to us. We'll find it for you. But yeah, Lilo and Stitch, their characters are coming back at some point and they are, that's going to be a big deal. But, the great thing about Ohana, it's on the second floor of Disney's Polynesian and it mm-hmm. has this great view of Seven Seas Lagoon. And across the lagoon is of course, Cinderella Castle. So one of the best Disney experiences, I've been fortunate enough to do this several times in my life. You book your dinner around the time of the fireworks at night.
Yeah.
You know, it's normally the fireworks are normally at, you know, 8 or 9. And so if you have like a 7:45 dinner, you'll be there at, you know, 8 and 9.
Yeah.
But you get to go see the fireworks from your table. So try to get a table, you know, talk to the hostess, try to get a table by the window. Most of the tables have a view of the window to some degree.
Yeah.
But you'll see not only the fireworks, Magic Kingdom fireworks, and they do pipe the music in so you can get the soundtrack.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's been, I think sometimes they don't, but normally they pipe the music in. And then also you can see the electrical water pageant from there
awesome.
As well. And so it's an all-you-can-eat food. They have shrimp and chicken wings and salad and noodles. And then the very, very famous pineapple bread pudding with rum sauce on it. I mean, the dessert there is just, I mean, it's an all you can eat meal. So most people don't make it to dessert, but the dessert it's worth waiting for 100%. So very different breakfast and dinner. Dinner is, you know, a fun atmosphere, kind of Brazilian steakhouse, all you can eat type vibe. Breakfast is pretty much scrambled eggs and bacon and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And Pog juice.
And the Pog juice, which is famous. Pog, I always forget what it stands for. Pog is,
oh, I just
pomegranate, orange juice, and grapefruit.
I think so. Right? I think I just read this this weekend, actually. But now
I'm not the biggest Pog juice.
Neither am I. I'll take it in a glass of champagne. But
and so there's so many great hotel restaurants out there.
I mean, I could say something about every single one of them because I think that so many of them have great ones. It's just hard for me, except for Port Orleans. Do not go to that one.
You're not a fan of that one?
No, they try too hard.
I have a couple favorites that I want to point out to people. One is one that I've known for years. And you have to be in the right mood for this. And that's the Whispering Canyon Cafe.
Yeah.
I've loved it in recent years. Whispering Canyon Cafe is at Wilderness Lodge. It's in the lobby. But it's one where they play jokes on you.
Right.
And it's very loud. And Whispering Canyon is a joke. Like, it's not.
So my husband did not do well there. And I do not believe your mother would do well.
No, mom would not do well there.
No, my husband did not do. Like, it was not a good time.
Yeah, like, they will yell at you. They will cause a scene. You will be the center of attention. So, so we had a great time in there on our last trip with Mardi Gras. My best friend had her younger kids with her. You know, they were, you know, 1 and 6 at the time, 1 and 7 at the time. And they could be loud in there. So they felt good having a bunch of kids run around. It was a very good place to do that. So, and it's an all you can eat type situation. Yeah. And it's like mashed potatoes and pork and sausage mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. It's all the fixings, they say. It's a great place to be loud and not worry about your kid screaming and causing mm-hmm. a mess. So if you have little ones and you're worried about them causing a scene, that's the place where you cause a scene at. But the food is good. It's all you can eat. It's one of my favorites for that. Yeah. And I have another favorite. And that is doing it. This is a brand new favorite I just discovered within the past couple of years. And that's doing breakfast at Cape May Cafe at Disney's Beach Club.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't done that.
It's a buffet breakfast, yeah. Kind of classic breakfast. Now, they do dinner as well. It's a seafood restaurant dinner that's as cute. Well. They normally have characters at breakfast. Their mm-hmm. characters are not back yet. They'll be coming back soon.
Yeah.
Breakfast is much better than dinner, in my opinion. Because yeah, dinner, the dinner is a seafood, but it's New England seafood.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not Louisiana seafood. And yeah. you don't Louisiana people don't do.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's not our thing. Those are some of my favorites, far and away. But there are so many restaurants out there that I've that I've not even been to. And I'm embarrassed to say that. Like many at Grand Floridian. Like Victoria and Albert's, which yeah. is Disney's only 5-star restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
That we, you know,
have
that
you been to the Yachtsman?
I have been to the Yachtsman Steakhouse. I did not enjoy my experience. Neither
did I.
It was
actually the worst experience on Disney property that I've ever had.
Really?
Yes. And I because
mine was too. Lot. Yeah.
The year that the first half marathon that I ever ran, we were so excited to get it. And we did not have it. I think we ended up getting our meal comps. Like it was.
I actually did too.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that. And it's crazy because it's such a beautiful, that's my favorite resort. Like it's such a beautiful restaurant. It's supposed to be top dining in Disney. And it was my worst experience, but I know a lot of people that have had great, great experiences there. So I definitely would try it again. I'm not going to lie about that.
Yeah. I mean, if that's something you're interested in a very nice, refined steakhouse environment, it's the Yachtsman Steakhouse at Disney's Yacht Club. You can check that out. You just heard from me and Lori, we have had very bad experiences there for whatever reasons. I don't know what that's about. A couple more just big highlights that people love going to over at Contemporary. I don't think you can get away with talking about Disney resort restaurants without talking about the
Chef
California Grill.
Oh, California Grill. Yeah. Ain't
Chef which you and I have been to before. Yeah. Not my favorite food.
Yeah, not mine either. But again, the views are great. The service was awesome.
Yeah. So great service. But there is you're on top of the Contemporary and you look down at the Magic Kingdom. It is the only view that I think rivals that is Riviera. But if it's like the Magic Kingdom version. So if you're a big Magic Kingdom fan, I mean, who's not? But I recommend going at night.
Yeah.
First of all, seeing the fireworks from there. Great fireworks viewing, as well as just the atmosphere. Seeing the park at night is just, it's beautiful out there.
I'm finally seeing Contemporary theme park view in January. So,
okay. Now I definitely need to go and stay in your room. And then the other one I just wanted to round off on is one that you had mentioned, Lori, that I've not been to, and that is Storybook Dining at Artist Point, and that's at Wilderness Lodge as well.
Got one of my clients a reservation there. It's the first time since I've been a Disney planner and since they've opened back up, because that is the number one hardest restaurant to get, and I finally got one this week for my clients.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So, but that one has Snow White, Evil Queen, Grumpy, and Dopey. Am I right?
Yeah, the Evil Queen looks awesome though.
Yeah, so it's a neat.
There's
thing.
A character. There's a photo op with her at the end of your meal.
Yeah, so it's 100% a thing. Well, unfortunately, there are so many hotel restaurants that even I've not been to. So I've not taken my own advice as far as getting out more. Grand Floridian has a ton that I've not been to. Like I think some of there's what Citrico's is a big one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been to that. There's Warren Albert's, which we had mentioned. I have been to 1900 Park Fair, which I do not believe is open yet.
No.
So that's not open. Something that I went to years and years ago. I don't even remember the food is Olivia's at Old Key West.
Oh yeah.
They have a brunch now. Me and you need to hit that brunch up one day. Coronado Springs has the Three Bridges restaurant.
Yeah,
as well as Coronado Springs also has that new one at the top of the
tower. I've heard really good things about that place.
Yeah, do you remember the name of it?
No,
we're failing y'all. We have not been.
I know.
And it's the minute we in this episode, I'm going to remember what it's called. But anyway, there's a tower up there. I actually went to go experience it, and it was closed. I went during lunchtime, and that was my mistake. So basically, something to note is that all of the hotels have table service restaurants, except for the value resorts. Value,
yeah.
The values do not. So if you're staying at All-Star, any of the All-Star resorts or Pop Century, they will not have a table service. But I think every single one does. But Port Orleans French Quarter doesn't really.
No, they.
But they have the Riverside is where that. Yeah, but you did not recommend that.
No.
Yeah. So, but Riviera has another table service restaurant that I've been to that's really good down at the bottom. It's kind of by their pool bar. It's really good. Boardwalk has a ton of restaurants there. Yeah. They have new ones coming. So, I mean, there's an embarrassment of riches when it comes to the hotels. But I think if you hear anything, don't hear anything else me and Lori said, just remember, go to the hotels and go eat at those restaurants. They are absolutely delicious. It's some of our favorite meals on property.
Yeah.
Right there. Do not be scared to leave that park. No, like leave the park, get on that bus or monorail or boat and go check out these hotels.
Yeah, just so you can see how Disney doesn't miss a detail on anything that they do. Hotels, Disney Springs, like nothing. Like it's all incredible. And you have to see it all to get the full Disney experience, in my opinion.
Yep. And that's why we keep going back.
Yeah, that's exactly why we keep going back.
There's so many places we haven't been yet. So I need to try some of these that I haven't been to yet. And that's just, we'll put it on the to-do list.
For sure.
Okay. All right. We got to go eat at these places.
For sure. Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Southern Charm Magic.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram under the handles of Southern Charmed Magic. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.